let your words be seen, brother.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. Peace and love to all. Scotty Reed. Peace and love to you and yours. Thanks for the opportunity. I will persist until I succeed. Black Talk Radio Network. Right on.
Right on. Right on. Welcome. Thanks everyone for taking the opportunity to express, share your vision, your views and values as we have a shared vision. I say we loosely because when one look at the relationship, everyone wanting to be better, to be better. So how can we do this? Justice Radio Station. Relatively speaking, this is Miss Lady, Truth Seeker.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Yeah, so how are things? Seems like, woo, today was like to get here, but I'm here now.
Here now.
So, somehow we was guided to this point in terms of starting that new series. So we can go a few different routes. But, I don't know, I'm still drawn to what we was talking about earlier. And the last broadcast, we was talking about elevating consciousness, identity, transferring your identity from the person, from the human, to the self.
Yes.
Especially we was talking about revisiting the idea of self.
Important. That's important.
Yeah, let's still pursue it. Right?
Yes.
So that's also part of the three little things one needs to know. This is in the area of one existence, right? And non-existence.
Yes. The counter, the mistreatment, some may see it as in the day-to-day living, day-to-day socialization process. Yes, so it's to counter and have the only thing that can do this is truth, absolute truth. And these are some words that Justice, that Miss Lady, that everyone will be looking at, elevating consciousness to create an environment where everyone together creating the best possible future independently, united independently. And for that, we need what? A code system, concept. And the only strength that we have, individual, immediate power and use of a code. A code is just a way of doing something using constructive thought, speech, action, truth.
So you said a lot there, Miss Lady. But one of the things I heard though was the idea of a shared vision.
Yes.
But I was thinking, can we really have that shared vision when everybody's holding on to their different labels and psychology that we've all been educated to have.
As you say this, what comes to mind? No. Looking at the belief that we're taught that every individual born, it appears on a planet, into a socialization process, that's too the second little thing to know, to become aware in the nature and structure of this wonderful human mechanism.
So I saw a couple of listeners I want to acknowledge and shout out. Peace and love. Thanks for listening. Take time out of your busy schedule.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, visiting Justice Radio Station. So we're here nightly. We're working hard to be here nightly and seeing if we can look at things from another angle, another way. So, of course, I'm called Justice. Justice meaning no one mistreated. And who needs help the most, receive the most constructive help.
In all areas of people's activity, in society, and in every area of people's activity, it appears that mistreatment is going on. Where do we go from here? Where are we? Where are we? Chime in at any time.
And give your email.
RadioDDJ@gmail.com. Email any question, any comment. Thanks.
So, continuing our conversation, we're talking about we want to say, instead of this group thinking, we're individuals, so we're promoting and talking to the individual. So, as an individual, we're saying, can there be a we? Can there be that shared vision if everybody gonna hold on still to their group thinking and their idea, and especially this thing called race? Ma'am?
No. It can't happen because you've got so many individuals into so many mindsets of who the individual is and how the individual associate with this group or that group or this thought or that thought. What is truth?
Right.
Question everything taught to believe.
Very good. And remember, reach the exhaustion of wisdom of this socialization process, which basically is molding our thoughts, speech, and actions, and also our direction.
Failing to create constructive relationships between most individuals.
Mm-hmm. So, we don't want to just still complain and criticize. We're saying, what can we do?
What can the individual do?
Yeah, so we want to put things in a context, because a lot of the conversation I've been hearing over the last couple weeks from the commentators, etc., is still antagonistic, is still divisive, is still trying to put me as a servant when all is said and done. Did you feel that, Miss Lady?
Tacky.
So, we want to look at things a different way. In terms of, everybody was born here, right? So we're saying, question everything that we're taught to believe. So we're saying, we're born on a planet, it appears, spinning in space, right?
It looks that way.
So, we're ready, programmed for self-preservation.
Yes.
Of our survival.
And attractions.
It's based on program can be reduced to an attraction.
Yes.
Likes, cravings, desires. Ooh, I like him, I like her. For what gives one's pleasure. And displeasure, dislike, for what causes pain. It is a very rudimentary mechanism, this human mechanism, that can assist us somewhat efficiently against physical danger. But if not transcended, this is where we're looking at things now. If we don't transcend these emotions that we're, in a sense, confined in, it's more of a immature state of being. You know, being in love with things. So we're saying, if we don't transcend it, it becomes the greatest impediment to our spiritual development, since we can become in love with things that are not good for us and hate that which is most beneficial. Then this part of the spirit cannot be guide for what is right or wrong. Am I right?
Right.
All that threatens to interfere with our pleasures or cause pain leads to a response of anger or fear responses that are not capable of solving problems or conflicts. For this understanding is essential, the foundation of, sometimes we think, well, hey, what is the spirit? But it's basically, it's all energy, matter,
subtle,
dense, right? So we say, due to its extreme receptivity, this part of the spirit is greatly affected by, you could say, like an animal spirit.
Yes.
Some of us really do act like animals.
That's where we are conditioned to actually tune in and respond.
Have no respect for ourselves.
Yes, and thinking about what you're saying, Justice, is looking at, could it be that the issues are a result of believing beliefs given to the individual? And beliefs aren't necessarily true.
Right, right.
But we know they're not, that we've been given. That's why this conversation is going on.
So we're saying we are more inclined to imitate, learn those ideas that cater to the domination of the emotions and imitate the behaviors that portray receptivity and importance in face of our emotions and sensuous nature, crying because of pain. Like all something being taught, we're taught to love. Ooh, I think of him all day long. Get it?
Got it.
So displeasure, anger, etc., manifest anger because of contradictions, differences, etc. If the adults in the society into which we are born have transcended the expression of this part of the spirit, then we would have just the opposite as examples to imitate.
Yes.
This intellect, left side of the brain, I might add. It is through this faculty that we become informed. We receive names for things and events, definitions, descriptions, and explanations. An unwise society will fail to teach its citizens the difference between knowing, he was just expressing that Miss Lady.
Yes.
Experiencing of a reality and believing, acquiring information from outside of oneself.
That's what's being had, what's being given. You agree?
Right, right. So we're saying, what is love? For instance, when they say to another, I love you, they would not, for example, manifest anger to another person for love and expression of it is a perpetual expression of joy and optimism that is totally independent of external circumstances. It is giving, not seeking in return. We know the words but lack the experience. Get it?
Got it.
Behind the words, so our actions contradict our claims and beliefs. In addition, because most individual is rooted in this, as you say, material way of life.
Yes, value.
Yes, we are inclined to accept and incorporate into our belief bag of tricks those ideas that allow us to rationalize, justify the dominance of our animal spirit, so to speak.
Yes, like, dislike, craving.
Yeah, all kinds of excuses.
Yes.
You know, so we go as far as creating a set of complex myths to give power to our animal in us. It is at this point that evil comes into play if we're not careful. All non-Western, if you think of it, traditions are in agreement. Deception and cunning are the fundamental expressions of evil. By evil, deception, etc., we mean the inventions of names, slogan, concept, etc. Isn't that what we're living in when we say fantasies and myths and stereotypes?
It's terrible. They're doing that with things and slandering and even writing stuff all over the street. And what is it for again?
Let me say, allow us to gratify and cater to the animal spirit, regardless of the price to our well-being and that of others. And worse, when the slogans, etc., are used to exploit and oppress others by manipulating them through the lower part of their being.
Yes, isn't that's that what's something? Happening. And using a level of consciousness that no one was really around when it was created. However, I'm here now. What do we do about the thought, speech, and actions that some of us only remember happening in 1775 or 1777? So when did it start? You know, how do we recognize, resolve the issues that appear to be going on now? Who am I? Where did it start? I say, after doing some calculation, and Justice will inform you more, it's been 1700 years, just looking at human activity over time and looking at addressing or starting at a particular time in history. That gives you only that lineage, that part of being, and it's not working if you are believing what someone else is saying, defining you. That's one of the things that a principle is, to define oneself. Define oneself. You're not their children. You're mine. Truth.
Right. very easy though to do in a society that is ignorant of the difference between knowing and believing. That is ignorant of the fact that the possession of information, names, definitions, explanations, and descriptions is not the possession of knowledge. At zeroing out, clearing our register, as you say, take charge of how we're actually thinking. Because if we don't understand the nature and structure of our human, you'll find yourself being controlled, what do you say, by someone else.
And that's what's going on. How many of us really think about the nature and structure of this wonderful human mechanism? It's programmed for survival from birth. So certain things are already in place, just like the socialization process. It's already in place because it knows. It knows exactly how to control individuals' minds to do what is benefiting only some. And even if everyone is being benefited by mistreatment, is that what is wanted? And I know that's not working. So, Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App, stopping this pipeline to where school that leads to mistreatment.
So, how can we counter? So, we'll talk a little later about countering it, wage guerrilla warfare on the mind, on the past.
Yes.
And how can we use words and definition of words to reveal truth?
Only way.
And we're saying use the only
strength
that we have, our independent
yes
power, and the
yes
use of a code, not a person. Never a person, right?
No.
So still looking at some of this thought that we're talking about, then another aspect of how the human thinks. Because later on we want to talk about, is the human who and what I am? And how again can we transcend our immature part of our spirit?
Immature, yes.
And the idea is to transcend it.
Yes, so it's not so materialistic and think I am the material one.
And so now we're saying then criminal acts wouldn't be necessary.
No.
Also,
to transcend being a consumer of mistreatment, participating as a subject and participant.
Good point. Because I might even add, that's where I'm coming from, to be here now as a participant, the subject, a victim. But I want to use my understanding, experience, and experience to see, gosh, how can I, in a sense, use psychotherapy on my own mind? How can I do better? If I'm supposed to be in charge of my being, shouldn't I be in charge?
Yes.
So the things that I want and desire, shouldn't that be what is on my mind?
Yes. However, when one is born into a socialization process of mistreatment, then when one begins to understand what is, it's not. So therefore, you start off at a disadvantage and believing the identities, that's the main thought.
And of course, now we find ourselves within a system that is classifying us as black and classify others as white. And of course now put stipulations and designating stereotypes on us.
Oh,
so
no.
We're saying don't identify with none of that.
No.
Still
participating.
See how you can still swim through all of that, clear all that cobweb, you know, to really see what's really true. So we're saying, in short though, all this scrambling is deliberate. All the disintegrativeness of things is deliberate. And if it somehow affects our psychology in thinking, well, we're all separate and independent, let me do my own thing. Forget that, in a sense, we are one. So, the person is what now we're looking at. This person, who's the person? It somehow can separate its beliefs from its actions. You know, the word isn't bond. He worries about his health, yet smokes and eat junk food. Get it?
Dad.
This animal spirit controls him or her. Claims that he is concerned about the health of the public and its economic well-being. Yet, he spends billions of dollars. This is the government, that is. Spend billions of dollars subsidizing tobacco, growing hospitalization for the cardiac and cancer victims of tobacco and cancer research.
Yes.
You see the kind of hypocrisy?
Yes, that's the belief system for you.
Wow, deadly. You say deception like this, which number in the thousands on all levels, economic, education, politics, labor, law, are caused by the failure of the individual and the society to transcend this expression of this concrete intellect, deceptive attitude. But you're saying consumerism mentality?
That's it.
Say this is the one and true devil. When we get in hypocrisy?
Yes.
So we must remember that even in the so-called Bible defines the devil as a deceiver. It is not an arch enemy of God that is lusting after our souls. It is the immature intellect in man, woman, in the service of the emotional and sensual, the animal part of the spirit. Get it?
Got it.
So we're saying, without knowing it, we integrate the building blocks of all that we accomplish through the use of our imagination, right?
That's right.
So why can't we imagine then a better place?
Yes.
Look how much time we spend, if you think about it, a great deal of time visualizing the things we aspire to in life.
Yes, keeping this going.
So we're saying, yeah. And then remember though, see if we can learn from the lesson. Any idea held in the mind, emotionalized, can come into being.
Yes, that's the way it works.
So we're saying, unfortunately though, what the spiritually uncultured want in life is once more again dictated by what caused pleasure, like you were saying?
Yes.
By now found artful ways, clever words of smoothing the way is how the human is. Substitute pleasure for happiness.
That's correct.
Pleasurable for spiritually pleasurable, for spiritually uplifting. Rebellions against spiritual law and spiritual teaching.
Yes.
Remember, say we're just using words now. We're even talking about spirit. It's not woo. We're just talking about dense energy, right?
Very good. That human mechanism, dense energy, spirit.
So we're saying we even be rebelling against spiritual law and spiritual teaching. for the substitute of liberty. Get it? Etc. Liberty for all?
Yes.
But remember, not everything glitter is gold. So we're saying now, in concluding, now we understand technically what is the problem, so we can proceed to solve it. So the underlying the problem to overcome, we're saying the idea is now recognizing that we need to transcend this emotional state of
excellent,
our being.
Excellent.
And excellent. Now realize there will be a struggle.
Yes.
In order to do it.
Yes, you laid it out. And that's excellent. The nature, structure of the human mind, body, it's all one.
So we're saying the idea too now, how can we transcend?
Yes.
This person, this human, this individual, to really and truly connect back with the source.
If it starts with identity.
This omnipotent one.
Only one power.
And we're saying unquestionable. We're not talking about any beliefs or hopes.
One presence.
Right? So we're saying then the source, absolute truth, unquestionable. I am here now.
I am here now.
And you're saying I am means existence exists.
And there's awareness of existence.
And this existence is I.
Awareness is I.
And then we're saying existence is infinite.
Complete.
Unchanging, right? In terms of complete.
Eternal. Unchanging, yes.
So what is eternal, infinite, unchanging, absolute, is who and what I am. And there's only one who knows of its existence. So when I'm hearing this, I'm thinking, gosh, what is everybody hearing?
That.
I'm hearing, whoa.
Yes. And.
So, am I talking about I?
I am. And that's the independent. United, compensatory code system concept of looking at the nature, structure of the human mind. Who am I? The nature, the structure of self.
So remember the idea is to transcend.
Yes.
This person, this persona.
Who we're taught to believe is who I am, is.
Right. And by transcending, I have a mental physical, a metaphysical, a mental physical. Get it?
Got it.
Changing our views, our values.
Goal. Reason for living, for being.
Right. And of course, question everything that we're taught to believe, right? It's
yes.
A big one. That's a big way it starts. Because you notice how the mind works. It doesn't question certain things. Because somehow, it's like it's a pride too. Like it knows everything or something. Strange.
Yes, that's the human mind.
But that's why I would say how it can get tricked and trapped, because it's looking outside of itself. For philosophy.
Everything.
And for a God, that's why it's given one.
Concept God.
Mm.
That would put individuals that have inalienable rights, I hear, that's heard, put a segment of individuals in a mistreatment by everyone position.
So this is Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. We've been almost talking now for almost an hour. So I think we laid it out interestingly to go forward on, to say, well, you can leave it there, so to speak, to come back to it.
Yes.
A little later on.
Oh, yes. That's real important.
After revising it ourselves. So we're saying, check out producejustice.com.
Yes.
and see if you can look at the United Independent Code System concept.
Yes, which is what the idea of solidarity is. Independent. It's united independently. United Independent Compensatory Code System concept. Using a constructive code of the individual being aware of the nature and structure of the human mind, understanding the socialization process, what it is, how it works. Understand integration. Is that what most of individuals are doing? Getting their good education so they can get a good job and keep this going.
And remember also what we're talking about in terms of using words and definition of words on a daily basis to help our guiding, our guidance.
Yes.
In making that metaphysical transition.
Yes,
sounds excellent. Taking away our identity from the person.
Yes.
And help with return it back to the true source, the self.
That's beautiful.
By living truth.
Yes. And that's the path, everyone. Independently, united, transcending the person, the body, the human, to self.
Right. Using words, definition of words.
That
to reduce correctness.
Truth.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And in that way, there's no more lying to one's individual, one's person, oneself. No more to the children, to the senior citizens. Let's stop that.
Make justice reign.
Yes.
Make justice reign.
Yes.
All right, see you a little later.
Justice.